Hello, everybody. This is Kelly and John and Kenneth Copeland. And as I said, this is the order in which they came. This one's 2 years. Well, you know, my offspring, my only begotten son. The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast has impacted our lives by giving us a strong foundation in the Word continuously. We have been watching the broadcast for over 30 years.
Wow.
And the effect has been ongoing from one level to the next. The broadcast has stayed true and consistent with the Bible, and it has been established, and it has been establishing us all these years. To watch Kenneth Copeland expound through the years as he has grown in experience. Yeah, I'm not kidding you, 30 years, young. Has affected and touched us in every area of our lives. Thank you, KCM, and all the guests you've given their lives to minister and bring stability to His Word. You folks are a huge blessing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory to God. Thank you, thank That's you. Awesome.
We have a new way for them to share their testimony, too.
Yes, we do.
You have that there?
No, you go ahead.
It's kcm.org/BVOV.
Story.
Story.
Father, we bless you and thank you for what you've said about the tithe all the way from the book of Genesis through to the book of Hebrews. We just praise you and thank you for it in Jesus' name. Genesis chapter 4. Some amazing things here. Now, Adam knew Eve. I want to stop right there. You'll find places where to know the Word. This is very intimate. Do you have an intimate relationship with the Word? That's a big thing. So just look for that wherever you find it, particularly in the book of Ephesians. In the process of time, all right, there's a big thing there, particularly you farmers, you'll get something out of this. In the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground the offering of unto the Lord. Abel brought the first fruits of his flock and the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. Unto Cain and his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. Why did he have respect? Because of the process of time. Now check this out. He brought the leftovers. If it's corn, he brought the nubbins and kept the best. My father in the spirit, Oral Roberts, they grew a lot of corn. And his dad told him, he said, now, sons, no. So he said, don't eat the nubbins. Plant the best. And he said, as you plant the best over a period from 4 to 5 years, your nubbins will be as good as that seed corn when you began. Now, his analogy was God planted his very best. Glory to God. Amen. So, Cain was a farmer. It was not because he didn't bring a lamb. He brought God the nubbins of his farm. But let's continue to read.
Dad, can I point something out I feel like is important right here?
Please.
You know, earlier before we started the broadcast, you were saying something about Cain's, about his heart, about the posture of his heart. And I have come in the last several years to know Jesus as the shepherd of my heart, my soul. He'll come to me and talk to him like, why'd you do that? What are you doing? And I see that the heart posture here, even before tithing was in, you know, given as an ordinance, Jesus was talking to him about, God was talking to him about his heart. So he comes in with the questions like he did with the woman at the well, yeah. asking questions. And if you look at these, he said, it said he looked depressed. And the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? Like he's getting down to the heart of the matter. Yeah. So you can see that the nubbins, as you call them, represent what Cain was willing to give to God. And that's not a thing issue. It's never a money issue. No, it's never a thing issue with you or God. It's a heart thing. And he said, why do you look so depressed and sad and dejected? Cain was already feeling rejected before he ever got into God's presence. He was dejected before he brought his offering.
Well, there's no mention of the devil here, but we know he's there because of what happened to Eve.
Well, and if he sins,
I mean, he's right in the middle of all this.
Well, verse 7 says it. If you do well, will you not be accepted? God's offering him the acceptance right there. And if you do not do well, because God knows what's in his heart, sin crouches at your door and its desire is for you, but you must master it. He had every opportunity to reframe his heart because God gave him that altar to do so.
Well, remember, always remember God is love.
He is love. He was after
him. He was drawing him,
yeah.
pulling him toward him. He would have accepted it.
Mm-hmm.
John, you said yesterday there was something that right at the close of the broadcast.
You had mentioned that the guy said he couldn't afford to tithe, and I just said you can't afford not to tithe. Because if you're not tithing, then it's like you have a bag with holes in it and your money just...
Yeah, it does.
You turn around and it's gone.
In fact, the scripture says...
You know, my car breaks down, air conditioner at the house breaks down, lose a job. I mean, when you're not connected to God through the covenant of tithes, then it is like I just never seem to get ahead, you know? And you don't... When you're tithing in your will of God, then you won't notice all the things that didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
It's like you don't notice all the things that went right because they went right. But it's just a different feeling. I'll tell you, when I tithe, and there's been periods of my life, not very many, but there's been periods of my life where I wasn't tithing. And I just went through some personal things. I never quit on God, but I wasn't making any money, one, right? So I really didn't have much to tithe. But when I give my tithe, I thank the Lord that this is my covenant with you. It's like my connection. It's like a physical action of connection, of making my gesture of covenant to God. And it's just a good feeling. I mean, it just gives you a good feeling when you know that God is involved in your finances, right? And it raises your faith, right? And your expectation. When your expectation raises and your faith raises, then things happen.
Wouldn't that be the outpouring of the blessing
mm-hmm.
that comes from it?
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'll pour you out a blessing. Well, that's not just financial blessing. That's what I was talking about yesterday. That blessing is your life. The things that are happening and the things that are not happening to your life that you don't even know.
You don't know about the car wreck that was avoided.
That's right.
You don't know about, you know, you just don't know because it never happened. But you have a sense and things are going your way and things financially are going your way and you get a job, a pay increase at your job or a promotion.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these things mm-hmm. happen. And I will say this too: if you're doing it out of because you have to, then you might as well not do it. If your heart's not in tithing, and you're not doing it with a willing heart, you might as well just hang on to it.
Or your offering is like Cain.
Your offering's like Cain's, and it has no. It's you're going to get out of it basically what you put into it.
That's right.
But you know,
so many people are legalistic, and they feel like, well, I have to do this because it says so. And I do it grudgingly. I don't want to do this.
Oh, no.
Then it's like, just hang on to it. You don't need it.
Your name is Cain what?
Yeah.
But you know what? Let me point this out.
That's a good way. He was grudgingly about it. He didn't want to do it. So he kept the best and gave him the trash.
But the act of it did open the door for God to give him another deep, like, hey, come on in a little deeper with me.
Yeah.
Come tithe for the right reason. Bring it to me for the right heart. But he refused it. This says he went right out to the field and called his brother out into the field and he killed him. He left the presence of God because of the condition of his heart where God was trying to reach him, but he didn't hear it. And but he did have the opportunity. And, you know, when we, there's a lot of talk about, you know, well, tithing is, you know, like you said, it's just the law. God's not into punishing you for not tithing. And I think that is true. He's not out to punish you. He's out to partner with you. And when people, when you tithe, it shows, like we said, the posture of your heart. But if you flip the script on that and you remember that the word says the love of money is the root. It's Satan's hold on you is the love of money. So God gets you out of that with the tithe.
That's the curse that's on you.
That's a heart thing.
Is the fact of the love of money. Now, my dad was never without a job 24 hours during the Great Depression. Now, the difference in the Great Depression, there was no such thing as a credit card. That didn't exist. We have had the Great Depression. But people run the bills up on the credit card. Well, what's the difference? You're behind $50,000 on credit card debt. It's curse. And so Gloria and I made up our hearts and minds in the very beginning, and then I'll tell you what my dad did, that she and I made up our hearts and minds. We'd been tithing some, but we just came together and we said, well, we're going to be so consistent on this, and we're going to tithe 10 and save 10. If we can live on 90, we can live on 80, because he's blessing us.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad, I'd go to the bank with him, State Bank of East Fort Worth, and watch him make his deposits. And so he had three accounts. He had his personal account and his business account and his tithe account. I said, Daddy, what's the difference? He said, this is my business's money, and this is my money, and that's God's money.
Like
and he
that.
Said, I don't put them in the same count with one another.
Yeah, that's some practical things that I have found for me. Because I've had times where I was on a salary, so my paycheck was the same every 2 weeks, right? So I could automatically, I have a tithe account. I have a savings account, checking account, tithe account. So at that time, I could automatically set it to transfer to my tithe account. When that paycheck hits, it automatically goes in my tithe account. I don't have to think about that. But I never wanted to automatically make my tithe go to the ministry. Because if I do that, I don't think about it. Does that make sense? If my tithe automatically goes to automatic debit to the ministry or church or whatever, then I'm not consciously, I'll forget. I'm not consciously making that effort to sow that seed and connect in covenant.
Relationship.
Yeah, to speak over it, you know. It's just, and so now I do automatic debit for other donations, right? Because I want to support this ministry, $50 a month or $100 or $500, whatever. I want to do that, and I don't want to forget. But with the tithe, I always wanted it to be automatic into my tithe account, so I didn't have to think about that. And then when it came time to give, I wanted to go through the act of sowing that tithe to God so that I could consciously and on purpose speak over and make that profession of covenant to God. So that's just some practical kind of the way I do it. I mean, everybody's different, but some people get paid cash, you know, so it's a whole different process. But but anyway, that's a system that works for me.
Well, and of course, Jan, she handles all of the ministry's money. That's Gloria's sister. And she, of course, she sees to it that my income is tithed. But she always brings the amount and so forth where I can take it and tithe it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. As you've taught us, that's different than just yes, putting the money in.
I can tithe it, tithing the tithe.
Mm-hmm. That's basically what I was saying.
Yeah, that's the same thing.
It's a, tithing the tithe is a heart issue.
Yes.
It's a heart relationship.
Tithing the tithe. In Proverbs 3, 9, and 10, Amplified Classic, honor the Lord with your capital and sufficiency from righteous labors, and with the first fruits of your income, so shall your storage places be filled with plenty, and your vats will be overflowing with new wine. Well, then, take no thought therefore, saying, what shall we eat, what shall we drink, or what shall we clothe? For all of these things the Gentiles seek, but your heavenly Father knows you have need of these things. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and right standing with him, and all these things will be added unto you.
So that, what you just read was Matthew 6, 31 and 33. And if you, I like the Proverbs 3, 10 in the Passion Dad, because it really connects with Matthew 6. It says, glorify God with all your wealth, honoring him with your first fruits, with every increase that comes to you. Then every dimension of your life will overflow with blessing from an uncontainable source of inner joy. And that connects with Matthew 6. Like, every dimension would be what you eat, what you drink, your relationships, your health, like you were saying earlier. Every dimension of our lives.
Praise God. Yes, every dimension of it.
Every area.
Praise God.
That's why when you said that about talking about your, when your children are sick, having tithers, right, that's as a, healing is a dimension of our lives.
Well, oh my.
Mark Barclay's
who I was trying to think about. His son-in-law. His Mark's granddaughter, Mark and Vicki Barclay, and she got her hair caught in the bottom of the pool, and they pulled her hair down, and she drowned. And they pulled her out, and her daddy screamed, "I'm a tither, and I have tithing rights. Devil, in the name of Jesus, you take your hands off my daughter. I curse death in her." They got her out. Well, they rushed her to the hospital, and they opened the door of the ambulance, and they said, "Where's the daughter that died?" She said, "It's me." He said, "No, the one." She said, "Yes, Jesus raised me from the dead." He actually did. That little girl drowned.
Yeah.
But tithing rights. If he'd have shouted, "Oh, no, she's dead, she's dead," she'd be in the grave today.
Every dimension.
Every dimension. All of it. Now, if you go to Deuteronomy chapter 26, we read this, "And you shall go unto the priest that shall be in those days, and say unto him, I profess this day unto the Lord that I am come unto the country which swear and swear, and speak and say before the Lord, Is Syrian ready to perish was my father, and went down," and so forth. "And when you have made an end of tithing the tithes of thine increase the third year," which is the year of tithing, "and hast given into the Levite and the stranger and the fatherless and the widow, and they eat the gates, and be filled, you'll say before the Lord your God." Tithing is a saying matter. Now, let's go here. Wait a minute, I had to.
What page are you on? What page are you on?
Page 26. And Deuteronomy 14:22. Tithe all the. Wait a minute, let me go the page before that. "All the tithe of the land, whether the seed of the land or the fruit of the tree, say unto the Lord in Leviticus, thou shalt surely tithe all the increase of your seed and the field, and bring it forth a year," Deuteronomy. "Then there shall be a place which the Lord your God will choose to cause his name to dwell there, that tither there you shall bring all that I command you in your burnt offerings, your sacrificing, your tithes, and have offering them to the land, which so, and you go ahead and read. Now, that's the way the Israelites did it. In this little book, and we'll get into it tomorrow. The Lord gave me, they have their confession, but I'll break it down like this. Thank you, my Father. We have come into the land that Jesus has provided for us, and we are tithers under his covenant and under his command. And I'll get the yeah, I know where it is. Thank you, sir. The important thing here is to do this. Tithe the tithe. Everywhere we mention it. Words. Mm-hmm. Words of gratitude. Words of prosperity, spirit, soul, body, financially and socially. Now, the Lord of the tithe. My dad's pastor came to him and said, you're supposed to bring all of that tithe to me in this church. My dad said, really? Yes. He said, who's the Lord of the tithe? Huh? Who is the Lord of the tithe? Well, Jesus. Then I'm going to put it where he says put it.
That was a question I was going to ask you for people. It's like a lot of people think, where am I supposed to tithe?
Mm-hmm.
How do you answer?
You tithe to that place where you're being fed. Now, John Osteen, he's gone to home to be with heaven and gone into heaven. John and I were, John and Dodie and Gloria and I were very, very good friends. And, before he went to heaven. And there would be time he would send check. He would tell the people. Now, if Brother Copeland's ministry has helped you, it's perfectly all right for you to send part of your tithe to their ministry. If Brother Hagin's ministry has helped you and fed you, it's perfectly all right to send part of your tithe to his ministry. He said, God will take care of us adequately. Mm-hmm. Now, that's the way it should do. Mm-hmm. And the storehouse.
Mm-hmm.
The storehouse is where you're fed. That's what it said. The meat in my house. Oh, glory to God. We'll be back in just a moment.
There is one decision that could open the floodgates of God's blessing in your life. In The Joy and Power of the Tithing Covenant, Kenneth Copeland takes you deep into the Word to reveal the true purpose of tithing. Not as a ritual, but as a powerful covenant connection to God Himself. Study how tithing is throughout the Bible and has always been part of God's blessing plan. Learn the biblical promises to the tither and how honoring God with your first and best invites His supernatural provision into every area of your life. Tithing is more than giving, it's trusting. It's stepping into God's economy where His promises never fail, and it positions you to walk in the blessing of the Lord where sorrow has no place. God is the best financial partner you'll ever have. When you follow God's way of doing things, you step into a life of joy, provision, and unstoppable increase. Get your free book, The Joy and Power of the Tithing Covenant by Kenneth Copeland on kcm.org/TV special or when you call 800-600-7395. Tithing brings God's increase into your life, spirit, soul, body, financially, and socially. It is your covenant connection to the blessing of the Lord. This special offer is good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply.
Greater is is he that's in you than he that's in the world. I said the greater one is right here.
I'm not going to be depressed and crushed another day in my life because he did it. He went through it. He bought it. He paid for it, and I now have the peace.
By his stripes ye were healed. That's cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, crippling arthritis, infectious disorder. You can't separate healing from salvation. It's on the cross.
I don't wait for crisis moments to draw on power. Power is for everyday life.
We got to be unafraid and unashamed. They got to see more power on your side than it is on the world's side.
Join us for the Southwest Believers Convention with Kenneth Copeland and our special lineup of guest speakers, July 28th through August 2nd. Register at kcm.org/SWBC today.
Be sure to get my book free, The Joy and Power of the Tithing Covenant. Tithing is a powerful biblical principle and has a covenant connection to God. And there are things in this book that I've studied in the Word for, I'm telling you, for years. This has just been condensed down to this and a lot of things that my dad taught me, but that I received from the book on tithing. Get it free today, kcm.org. Partners, we're coming to New Jersey for a meeting. You better be there. The Victory Campaign, June 26th through the 28th in Rutherford, New Jersey. This is your opportunity to immerse in the Word of God and build your faith. So check out all the information, kcm.org/events. Thank you for joining us today. Don't forget to send us your story. This is the Copelands reminding you again that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Find out more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith. Visit our website, kcm.org.